when I started trading in Chicago out of college. I went to college in Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I traded in Chicago for 10 years at a prop firm. And I wanted it so bad. I wanted it since I was in junior high and high school. I've been dabbling in the stock market. And I remember getting there and just trying to figure out who are the best traders that I can find. And I would go to them and try to get over to their house for dinner or take them to lunch. Or we used to go to the gym and work out together. And I would look at their trades and I would go back and plot their trades. So I would take like a red and a blue pen and enter where they bought and where they sold and try to look at that and then look at what I did and figure out like, why are you buying here? Why are you selling here? What are you seeing? You know, what are you looking at? And that was part of my learning process. And then I found a few people who thought differently and started to try to extract how they got that logic in their head and what made them see things the way they saw things. And that was how I started to learn from others. And then from there, it was an up and down process because it takes so long. You have to see market moves over and over and make mistakes. I remember, you know, guys calmly knowing kind of when to buy a breakout, and I was struggling all day thinking maybe the market's going to go up, buying it, getting out, and then missing the breakout and seeing someone else calmly buy the breakout that worked and just being so frustrated with how they can make it look so easy. And then you realize the power of experience and the power of doing it and making mistakes. And you really can't underestimate that. So it's just, you got to go through it. And yeah, I'm just kind of reflecting today on some of those stories and how that played out. And as I've been doing it for, I don't know, 15, 16 years, I still make a lot of those mistakes. But the psychological pain and the regret and all that stuff and the comparing yourself to others, it just goes away over time. You learn that that's not useful. And the faster you get rid of it, the better. But it's human nature to get through that. I think it's like in your 20s or when you're, whatever age you are, doesn't matter. You work really, really hard for up and down results, if not shitty results for a while. And then later, it just seems easier to you at some point because you've been through all that. It really is psychological and emotional. You can only look at so many chart patterns and eventually you know all there is to know about chart patterns. It becomes knowing yourself, like psychologically, what pushes me to my brink? Where do I self-destruct? When do I disobey my risk plan? When do I get euphoric? And after making the mistakes, you just kind of know your boundaries and you are who you are. And you know, you have this personality, you have this disposition, and you have to work within that. Surely you can grow and expand and learn more, but you have to look at what you can take. And if you're an emotional person and you're an excitable person, you've been that way as a kid, trying to deny that in your trading is not going to help you. If you're patient and more stoic, more of a risk manager, someone who grinds out money every day, more analytical, maybe you want a quantitative system, well, then that's something else too to think about doing and to have a system around that. And fighting who you are never gets you anywhere. It's just radical acceptance of this is how I am and I know it and I trade around it and I look for others who you maybe are similar and how do they harness themselves and how do they, it's like I was always a believer and I still am in really going hard after my strengths and then just building a system around my weaknesses. I'm not trying to improve on my weaknesses. I'm just recognizing I have them and I'm locking down a system. If that's a piece of software to stop me from doing something, if that's not trading a certain market, if that's not trading when I have people in town, there could be a whole bunch of things. And you learn to just shut those things down and get those banana peels out of your path and really focus on what you're good at. And a lot of times the best stuff, the home runs will just come to you when you're doing the right thing, when you're not expecting to progress, you progress a lot and the work pays off, but it's not like it pays off in a linear fashion.